Hello, good people of the world. This is the Keeper of the Gems, Leslie Hall. And you're listening to the number one gay podcast, The Feast of Fools. Rock on!
Yeah!
Sweets, I'll send you these maximum beats, patent pending on my style. Copyright and look on mine after mile. Tend to break off, form my own path. Tend to make others wish they had half of what I got. I'm doing, cause that's a lot. Sequin babies, bring me dollar bills. One night, a pleasure of rhinestone thrills. Hey, be dazzler, jet me a sweater. Hey, Gucci mama, go pants forever. Living in the city, breaking in the streets, rolls of lemon days.
It's a glitter glam bonanza on the Feast of Fools. On today's show, we have the gem sweater diva, Leslie Hall, in her dressing room talking about her music and her career.
Her fascination with gem sweaters and her mom, who makes all her costumes.
Find out what makes this internet phenomena tick as we follow her around with our microphone. I'm Fausto Fernos.
And I'm Mark Fillion, so stay tuned.
Breaking in the streets, rows of lovely ladies dance moves ain't cheap. Now nothing looks better than a pair of gold pants, skin tight fabric with enough room to dance. But no other rhythm could complement as well as a sweet hot sound from the bedazzler herself. Hey bedazzler, jet me a sweater. Hey Gucci mama, gold pants forever. Living in the city, breaking in the streets, rows of lovely ladies dance moves ain't cheap.
We are behind the scenes on one of the internet's biggest celebrities is Leslie Hall. She began as a gem sweater collector and is now one of the chart-topping runaway hits with Ring-a-Ding-Ding, Gold Pants. You're the Gold Pants lady.
It's amazing. I love, the fact that Ring-a-Ding-Ding has surpassed the years is truly a statement to the power that it holds.
And why this fascination with gem? I know you get this asked a million times.
No, feel free. I mean,
why gem sweaters and not say like gem hats or why, you know, gem panties?
You know,
maybe that's expanding the line next week.
No, actually, speaking of gem panties, I just got a tribute song written about me called Gem Speedo, written by a gentleman in Toronto. And it's absolutely fabulous, and I'll be releasing it on my third album, A Tribute to a Gem.
Now, you said you're sort of like Beyonce Knowles, Mark, that you were saying?
I was saying like Beyonce, because your mama makes all your costumes, just like Beyonce's mother makes her costumes.
No, it's so funny you say that, because I am literally trying to live, if there was a book written by Beyonce and by the top pop stars of today, that's the standard I'm going by.
So you're like a quilt of all the best that the female pop divas
If they got this far with what they're doing, I figure if I just take it's a formula.
Are you interested in world domination of gem sweaters?
Oh my goodness.
Total population saturation.
Well, the fact that I'm the first and only to truly accept them as the art form that they are, I believe I am truly the keeper of the gems.
And what happens if you didn't exist, what would happen to gem sweaters?
You know what, honestly, gem
God
sweaters...
God forbid.
God forbid is correct.
Goddess forbid.
No, right here.
So we're following you to tell the listeners what we're doing right now.
You want to get that? The noise?
Oh, sure.
The sound, though. Oh. Yeah, this is... let's just go through this here.
Tell us where we are.
We're actually... the band that we're touring with's friends live here.
Okay, so and that band is?
We're staying RoboSapien.
Mm-hmm. And we're in Roscoe Village.
We're in Roscoe Village in Chicago.
We're staying in the attic because we brought a dog on tour. And so we're forced to live in the attic in the basement while the cats and the humans reside on the first floor level.
Oh, so we're going...
So I'm not even kidding you.
Going down into the basement.
Yeah.
We're on the down low with Leslie Hall.
No lighting, lots of leaves.
We're on the down low, people.
Turn around at some point in time.
I'm on the down low with Leslie Hall, and I'm not scared at all. You know, Leslie reminds me of a person that you know, people say this, I'm sure they say this to you all the time, is that they feel like they've known you forever.
Well,
you're sort of an icon to a lot of people.
I want to be approachable. I mean, you know, I'm from the Midwest. I don't have a lot of friends, and it's so fun.
Oh, yeah, you don't have a lot of friends.
well, as an internet celebrity, you know.
A lot of people are sort of they're bedridden. You bring a lot of joy to the bedridden the people.
I'm a case that I have no life, and I found the internet as my sacred holy ground, and I find that the fact that I found fame, fortune, and love there are truly appropriate. However, in a mate, I might look elsewhere.
Honey, there are some good-looking men in this in that audience. It's like you could just say, "I am single and available after the show for some hot pussy licking."
Yes. No. That now that you know that I was dumped today, actually, the fact that I am absolutely ready
your
to
friend
take
wants
on.
To say something to you, though. Aw, is this your dog?
This is the dog that we're forced to sleep in the basement.
Hi, sweetie. What a good puppy.
Please don't mind the brassieres and panties.
No, I'm trying to, like, arouse by all this. And this is the actual... Look, I'm holding the
like
Elvis.
This is Victoria Lamar's apartment.
Branson, yes. You want to come outside? You want to go outside? Branson.
Mark, take a picture of me with the Elvis Presley.
Branson, do you want to go outside? Come on. Come outside. Good boy. We're going to let him out.
And this is the Elvis Presley inspired gold lame thing.
I don't mind dressing in front of you.
No, I am fine and fabulous.
We don't mind pictures of you.
We're taking pictures. We'll make sure that they're G-rated.
Seriously, this is like, the fact that you are behind the scenes, I want you to know what happens first.
What is the first thing you do?
The first thing I put on is the taking care of business.
This is sort of like Paris is burning here. But
Christy Yamaguchi purple outfit that my mom made.
That's so cute. I like that. And did your mom like take measurements and stuff?
Yeah, no, I was there when she made it. So yeah, it's form fit for me, no other.
You know, mom, where the hell are you when I need you to make my outfits?
Absolutely.
You buy that stove? Sorry, that's incredible.
Oh yeah. Let's see if we get out of the way here.
Or you can
Let's push this on there. Let's turn it. Oh.
Get that stove.
And,
let's
do a little cheesecake photo on the stove.
Because she's hot. We're taking pictures of the stove because Leslie is hot.
Oh, my goodness.
See, and with Leslie, you never smile for a camera. You always have to pout. Why is Leslie so unhappy? Why does she smile? What's wrong with smiling?
Well, you know, getting dumped just sucks. And
what he or she dumped you?
Well, what happened was that too much drama in my life right now, I think. But you know what?
Are they jealous a little bit? It's so hard to be married to a performer.
I was going to say, there is a amount of tolerance you have to come up with to internet celebrity is a sort of fame. I'm not on the cover of Star, but I'm the cover of somebody's web blog. And is that not powerful?
Honey, you are on the cover of a lot of magazines, a lot of websites and stuff. And it's like, now, just to describe to you what I'm looking at here, it looks like Leslie Hall's website in the physical manifestation exploded with all these gorgeous gems and sequins and helmets. And Dr. Laura, what do you do to get ready for a show beforehand?
We actually wear outfits too, the Lies do. Yeah. So I'm putting
on. What do you like mentally prepare yourself in any way? Do you do like Tai Chi or anything like that? Do ancient Buddhist meditation?
No, we drink, actually.
You buy shots to the girls. And you are one of the professional. Are you
so
the mid coast?
Put him on the bad list.
Why is he taking pictures of you?
Snapping nudie pictures of the keeper of the. Are you trying to make a quick buck? He is trying to make a quick buck.
We might be able to sell these.
You, a bigger star than
you know what? If that's the case, keep on flashing.
We got to bring a video camera next time and do the sort of. What is it? A Paris Hilton video with you and your next boyfriend.
It's about time I take on Paris Hilton. I've had a few references, like, thank
God. You can't endorse that. You can't say, here's my sex video, because they'll think you're a whore.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I am an internet celebrity. That means something.
You have something to keep up, to preserve, you know?
Do you mind zipping me
up? Yes.
Make the sequin.
Well, you're going to see on, and during the show, a sequin applique twice the size of that.
So why gold and not like silver or something? Just because you're like
Me in general. Yeah. I have to say,
because it's sort of an Elvis Presley reference there that's happening.
You know, I tried silver with gem sweaters, and there's nothing like gold pants.
You could get aquamarine, you could get black, you could get satin, because it's all satin.
Excuse me, but I am the keeper.
You are the keeper.
And I've tried, trust me, I tried black, I tried aqua, I tried everything. gold is truly the only canvas.
It's a gold standard, as Mark says over there.
Absolutely. It's the only one that lets the sequins shimmer and the gems shine. I mean, it's powerful. It's absolutely powerful.
So you're sort of like tapping into an ancient Egyptian mythology here.
Too. Maybe so. Truthfully, I wouldn't have planned on gold. It planned me.
It chose this life did not you did not choose it, it chose
no,
you.
No, I was planning on being a lazy bum and gems, you know what I mean, gem sweaters brought me out of that.
Why did it what, so you were planning, but now tell us about your sort of your process, how you develop the music that you perform on in stage.
I can't believe we are crossing so much good information.
Oh, yeah, and this will all be available until the day the world ends.
No, but seriously, you were my first podcast. Did I tell you that?
Seriously? I'm a lot of people's first. I'm your only podcast too, right?
No, I've done like four other ones.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I laugh at the other ones. I laugh during them because I think, you know what, dudettes. You know, truly, there hasn't been any dudettes yet.
Yeah. What are they saying?
That, you know what I mean? Some people are around first. They caught on quick. The others.
Well, are there, do you have any rival Leslie Halls? Like people who are like, I'm the keeper of the gems.
No, I just hired. I just hired an impersonator, though, for my Boston shows, and she will be impersonating me during some of the sets, which is a big deal. I mean, you know what I mean?
Because you won't make an appearance. You're like Krusty the Clown doing
during the shows. Like you'll see some of my dance moves are just too dangerous. Too dangerous. I should not be doing this.
So you have a special effects coordinator.
Absolutely. I'll be doing a spin move off stage, and then the spin move of the of the stunt double will emerge, do the dangerous move, and then they'll be shoved off stage, and then I will reemerge. And
henceforth, you're wearing lots of safety equipment. Dr. Laura, you're a doctor, a medical specialist.
That's right. Actually,
not
I'm
a psychologist.
Doctor of beads, actually.
You're the doctor of beads. And how does one protect themselves to make sure that every show ends with a happy smile and not tears and an ambulance?
Well, if it does get a little dangerous on stage, Leslie informs us, and we do have helmets for that kind of a situation.
And is there any penalty for not taking the proper proper protection?
Well, beats can be pretty dangerous. So.
Like, what's the worst thing that can happen to you?
Leslie, do you want me to do your makeup?
The worst thing is she got a tattoo today, and she expects to turntable at the same time.
Let me see your tattoo.
Let's get a picture.
It's been a couple hours, so I think it's okay to show it.
Oh, my God, look. You're dripping blood. God. There's a gun with lots of hearts coming out.
Stay still.
Here we go.
Is my makeup okay, though? Seriously.
You look great. It needs more smudge and more intensity.
I don't even... Is it really that bad?
Well, when you're doing it, you're like getting like...
Make
you know,
sure
down.
It's just heavy,
like,
heavy,
just, heavy.
I just don't have a mirror. I mean...
I'll tell you what it
like,
looks
don't
like.
Even...
Let Mark
I'm
do
not
it
even
for
lying.
You.
Lying.
Okay.
Just give me a quick one, though, because I know
hold on.
Your okay. set is really short, so...
Close your eye.
I think they might be done by now.
All right, so we'll do this. You want a little bit up, right?
You know what? Just feel free. Creative control. Take creative control.
Give heavy eyebrows.
Heavy eyebrows?
Feel free.
Like Joan Crawford sort of thing happening.
Only in Chicago you're going to see these eyebrows.
Okay.
My grandma used to draw her eyebrows. I always
wanted. Yeah, the old days, they used to pluck them until they were gone.
Keep turning it.
So you just finished spending hours teasing your hair.
Yeah, thank you guys for letting me do that, because that takes me forever to get that done.
Well, we were glad to help. I'm glad I brought some extra White Rain or Aquanet.
Yeah,
Aquanet
absolutely.
And White Rain.
And I need to grab the...
Now, people, we are surrounded by broken...
We need to hurry.
We didn't hurry. Pinch it,
okay.
Leslie.
I have her stuff.
Did you throw all that in there?
Ignore us. Yeah, just keep bringing
all of Sassy Gaze.
Can I get a cheesecake
gaze?
Photo of you with the stove?
Sure.
Like on the stove or something? Because that stove is so vintage and great.
Sure.
It's wonderful.
Spread your legs open, though.
And reveal the stove. Okay.
Is this okay?
Oh, God, this is awesome. Another. You got to do
another
that.
One?
Absolutely, because these are so awesome. Oh my God! I gotta do one more.
Open the door of the stove.
Last one.
But look towards me when you do it. Awesome.
So.
Let's go.
Let's go.
And the instruments are there, right?
Okay, so we're Leslie's getting ready here. This is what it takes, people. Is you have to do a lot of work and you have to sort of get ready in the back.
No, that's for my.
I can carry stuff too.
Oh, that shoe. Yeah, that shoe. Okay, we are totally set. The dog is the dog inside?
Yeah. I've put
him. Okay. Well, then we are exiting.
Exit.
Yeah, should we lock? Okay.
Oh, what trashy, delicious spot. Come on, warm up. Perfect.
No, we did get a pretty good... I am really impressed with the Chicago crowd.
Oh, honey, that... Well... You had a good turnout.
I have to say, Columbus, Ohio did have more gem sweaters... But participation, I have to go to Chicago.
Well, and buying the ticket, too. That's what
I was going to say, yeah.
You just have to shell out the money.
Providing me, gas money.
Considering your brother just sent an email the day before the show, and this is the number. If you actually spent, like, a $1 on promotion, you would have gotten a lot of... Like, you could sell out Riviera.
So picture where I am right now.
You're in an alley.
Mark, take pictures of this.
You're missing.
Yeah. I'm walking to a show that, you know, we booked ourselves. Do I need to sign with a small record label? Do I?
I don't think so.
That's the thing. I'm wondering if I do. However, I lose promotion, I lose distribution of my CD, and I lose radio play of my CD.
There's advantages
and disadvantages.
You have to make that decision when it comes across your table.
I mean, obviously, if there was like the perfect moment, like, you know what I mean? If I got a deal, we're talking, I'm being approached by very low budget. You know, they want to do Zombie Killer on a 7-inch, which I'm all for, but it just doesn't bring me much.
I think you need to come out with a book.
This tour, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. This tour, I really am collecting gem sweaters for the first book. I'm going to do I'm going to publish it myself. I mean, obviously the...
You know what I want to see? It's one of those Elmo books with you, and it has like, you turn the page and it says...
Oh, you can feel the gold.
Yeah, feel the ruby. All your catchphrases in the book. That would be nice.
Golly, if a good publisher came to me and said, you know what, girl, we're going to spend some money on you, you know I'd be all over that.
I know.
It's about time the internet received plopper credit.
Ladies and gentlemen, so how are the people going to react when they see you walking
okay,
in
yeah,
like this?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about this before we go on, because this is a big deal. We're getting a lot of heads turning.
Yes.
Is that really the keeper? Is that an impersonator, you know? We're going to get a lot of that.
This is a body double.
The small poster of me in the window. I mean, they're getting a small sense. But honestly, people don't think that I show up with my true self.
They're going to make a frown and be like unhappy and stuff.
Yeah. Please document that, because when I go on stage, you receive the full package. I mean, I feel like the internet, they know me. They know who I am. But the stage is finally a chance to truly... They can discover who I am, because that's where it began.
And this is sort of like, what do you get out of this? Like, in terms of, is it amusing to you, or?
Well, what do I get out of this?
Walking in dressed like this for you.
Well, autographs are awesome. I do, you know what I mean?
You like signing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Photos. I do a lot of, like, camera cams. And tell you what, selling the merchandise...
Honey, and of course, to walk around looking like an Egyptian princess, Egyptian queen.
Yeah, I forgot what the word was called.
Evening news here.
Clubs.
You love being excited by people?
Yeah, clubs and bars do not want to book me. I mean,
why not?
Because I just started. They've never heard of me. And, like, seriously, we sell the place out, and they're, like, blown. They give me, like, Tuesday night, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, some holiday where nobody comes.
Well, you're bringing something very special to places, rural places in America that don't get something like
that. I tell them that in the email. I tell them. I say, you know, I'm an internet celebrity, you know. I am, you know.
For a lot of people, though, I think the internet still is a very intimidating and frightening place for them, because it implies, like, I don't understand computers, they cost a lot of money, it implies that you have to actually know how to read.
You know what you just said? You said that people who know who I am have money, they have they can read, and they know that I'm going to be there.
So that's basically, you know, you're cutting the American public down quite a bit.
What I'm, yeah.
I don't want to say anything negative about the public world, but it's like, there, a lot of people don't know how to read, and a lot of people are scared about computers. And you may be on the top of this game, but it's like, you have to come.
RSEBT.
Yes.
Do I have it? No.
And that's, well, you are coming into the world of the living, and I have to say, Leslie, meeting you in person is a overwhelmingly delightful experience.
And I apologize for doing like 6 shots of Kettle One, and my English is so poor.
That's okay.
But I was raised in Iowa, the Iowa test of basic skills. You think I could properly communicate, and I apologize. And I did forget my belt.
Now we're going back into the basement here because Leslie forgot her Leslie and the Lees belt. Now you said you're in the process of changing the name.
Yeah, I think because the one girl who I was going to tour with said I don't want to tour because she got this new boyfriend and a new job. And I was like, oh, is this how much you care about, you know?
Is it that
thing over there? No, it's actually in a black bag. I have a feeling it's in my purse, which might be the show. You know, I just bought these.
Oh, they're so cute. Those little gloves.
Yeah. No, let me... Would you
mind? Like Michael Jackson there.
Yeah, if I have to use a...
Without the child molestation charges.
Absolutely. I don't have any of those. You can check my records clean. Do you mind unzipping me so I can go to the restroom?
No, go pee. You know, you should get... You should get a bottle of that and sell it on your website. I'm sure somebody might buy that. They sell Jack's Black.
You'll notice the sweat tonight is true.
So where do you want me to wait for you?
You can come up. Don't worry. Okay. Come on up. Come to this door. Don't let the dog loose.
Okay. Hi, sweet thing. Stay. Well, see, that you suffer from the same thing that I do, is that the songs that you've written, other people know better than you know them yourself.
Absolutely. That's why I appreciate when people who know the songs stay on the front row and decide to scream them.
They're like your teleprompter.
Absolutely.
A low-budget version.
You know what? Yeah. Big names get teleprompters. Me, I'm rocking it, you know.
Honey, you do it. You're organic. Organic stylist. Okay, we go this way.
Forced to live, deal with it.
Honey.
I would be upstairs in the attic, which is ridiculously cold,
and
a 2-inch futon.
Oh, Leslie, are you okay, honey?
Oh my gosh, I just fell down the stairs.
Are you okay? Did you hurt your ankle?
You know what the deal is? I just bought new shoes, and they're jazz shoes.
Oh my god, are you okay?
Look at that. I have no insoles. I'm completely ridiculous.
Are you flat-footed like me?
Yeah, I do have to buy, like, arches and stuff.
Oh, me too, yeah. It's like, otherwise you're in pain.
Number one thing, though, honestly, would you tell me if my hair is doing all right?
It's falling back. Do redo it, yeah.
Okay.
Turn around. Let me just do it really quick. Yeah. Do you got your belt? No, the thing you came back here for?
See, I think it's seriously at the club.
Okay, well then.
So what we'll have to do is...
Improvise. You know what? It's all about the performance. Don't let the belt get in your way. You know?
Columbus was so nice, and this asshole decides to steal my belt. It's like, should I have planned on bringing, like, 2 belts? No.
Well, so if that's, you know, that'll happen.
This poor dog wants to go to the bathroom, but I'm going to leave you inside. No, please. Stay.
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 Stay. Sorry, baby.
And my lipstick was still on, right?
Yes, it's fine.
Yeah, I did fall down the stairs. Oof! You
all right? Yeah, I almost fell myself that one.
It's one of those basements, you know, where it's like,
tight.
Yeah, and it's, you know, not very
tight. Those big girls are getting through those tiny doors. Maybe it's like if you're a Peruvian dwarf, maybe you might get in fine.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, you're a Midwestern girl. Yeah, corn fed.
I was going to say, absolutely, this is 200 pounds of all plus woman.
You're a corn syrup fed.
Man, you've got no idea.
So what are some of your favorite foods to eat?
Absolute favorite food. Yeah. I wrote it down when I was in like first grade, you know, on your favorite food application, dill pickle potato chips, and I still live by it today.
So you actually have one in your knapsack backstage?
Wow.
Are you like Elvis that sort of must have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
This is on my, I have a list of accomplishments, and that I, to require that at any show is truly my dream come true.
Well, you could be like Beyonce and say you have to have four rotisserie chickens cut up.
Does she say that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, I don't know why I don't, I mean, I can't say that.
You gotta demand those things, girl.
Seriously, the crowd tonight, you know they do.
You are the most undiva diva I know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm not getting the credit. I truly believe that.
The nicest person anyone could ever meet.
Stop it.
Leslie Petunia Hall.
Being too kind.
What's your middle name?
Seriously, you're my first podcast, so I totally.
You got to give me. You give me the all stage backstage pass.
Absolutely. If like something, if I were to marry Michael Jackson or have some exclusive reason for an interview,
I'll be your Oprah.
Absolutely, be my Oprah.
I'll be your Mothra.
I will be on the Feast of Fools.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's you and I were made for each other, baby.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is something about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like even my.
That's a wonderful thing I have to say. That, and for those of you people who are listening out there, it's like it's internet has allowed large distances to be bridge.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
Bring worlds together that could never exist before.
And like Chicago. I don't know anybody from Chicago, and people are showing up because they want to see the Keeper.
And here you are, and you're here, your fans. Woo, Leslie!
The band.
Jobs are hard. All the funky men saying, oh my lord.
Thank you, mama, for making me go pants. Now I can dance and make romance.
Beats like these could break through walls. I get my motivation from shopping in malls. I'm a BEA, beautiful girl. Bringing drama mama all over the world. If you're feeling lonely and your grandma don't know me, then bring her on down to my hip hop show. The way I'm going with beats like these, you might need to get down on one knee.
Thank you, mama, for making
the week, feed from the knee. I charge too much, so I might get greedy. If I look fresh and so delicious, don't expect me to do the dishes. Hey. To all the ladies out there with the man, you should be alarmed. I got a backup plan. Hi-ya!
Thank you, mama, for making me gold pants. Now I can dance and make romance.
Fuck.
Okay, I'm here backstage after the show, in front of the stage actually, with three of Leslie Hall's biggest fans because they stood in line to get her autograph. Can you tell us your names here?
Jenny Amadeo.
Jenny.
Chris Gummert.
Chris.
Ryan Hastings.
Ryan. So which one of you guys is her biggest fan?
That's hard to say, really.
So how did you guys hear about Leslie Hall?
I actually learned about her through Beat Greet's greeting cards a few years ago.
Well, you just like go through that website and browse around? Or
Pretty much.
Someone didn't send it to you?
No. I sent it out.
Really?
Yeah. It was, I think, my duty to the world to spread it.
To spread the Keeper of the Gems.
So I think he's responsible for bringing me here because I found it through his friend's blog.
And as a woman, what did you think about the show?
She's amazing. I wish she were my best friend.
She is kind of your best friend.
I feel kind of like she is my best friend. She's that brilliant.
It has that intimate experience, like you felt like
Absolutely.
You were in a crazy party.
And I just am like, why don't I have a gem sweater, and why am I not getting one right now?
Are you going to go buy one tomorrow?
Without a doubt. Absolutely.
Chris, are you getting one?
Absolutely, yes. I am devoting the rest of my life to the pursuit of the gem sweaters. And if I don't own a bedazzler now, I'm certainly going to make it, again, my life's pursuit.
You know, what's even better than a gem sweater?
What?
A Leslie Hall t-shirt.
And I have one. She wrote me a message tonight.
Yes.
Let's see what yours says.
Leslie has told me, jams, not jelly, spread the message.
Mine is a little personalized. It says Chris, because it's me, you see. And then it says, count on my lady sound to kill your enemy zombies. Which is very... She's also protecting me, in addition to...
Are all three of you guys single, or you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, or anything like that? Or
single.
You're all single?
No, I'm actually married.
Where's your wife?
My wife, yes, thank you.
So you're a straight man who likes Leslie Hall.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's
a and you?
I'm single.
And you're looking for a guy or girl?
I'm pretty much a guy.
Okay.
Pretty much.
No. Yeah, it's like a woman in a pinch, is that what you're saying?
If I'm lonely enough.
Now, we want to know, as a gay guy, what does Leslie Hall mean to you? I mean, it's like...
Well, I think the best thing about Leslie is, so I'm pretty much kind of getting into drag.
Are you going to be performing?
Doing, Leslie covers.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I saw it tonight. I was like, that's what I need to do for my show.
That's a really good thing. Where are you going to do this?
The plan right now is Roscoe's in Chicago.
Will you tell us when you're going to do this? Because we want to be there.
When I do it, I will tell you.
So you're going to be Leslie Hall's first impersonator.
I think I will be Leslie Hall's first drag impersonator.
What's your drag name going to be?
It's still being debated, but my original drag name was Peyton Kensington.
I like that. It's very classy.
It's upscale.
Hoity-toity with a little tinge of, gossipy Peyton Place,
yes.
You know?
Yes, I think it's very Mariah Carey in, a pleather tight outfit like she did in Agent M. Do you remember that?
Well, you better start eating because you're in good shape. And
I think I might just have to get a prosthetic, honestly.
You're going to have to get you need a panis because she's got that panis going.
So, and what is exciting about the internet and finding to come see all these people? Because all these people who came see this today, they had never met each other before.
That's true.
And it's like, do you run into people?
I've never met them before tonight.
Yeah. You guys are all three friends?
Really? You're all three bloggers?
Blogs, yes. Yeah.
Seriously? No way, really?
Seriously.
Well, we work together.
We do.
Yeah, they came together, but...
And they invited you through a blog? Is that...
I read about it on their blog, and I said, I'm totally there, and I showed up, and they recognized me, and then bought me a drink.
And you are a hot, sexy woman, so see...
And she tap dances.
And she tap dances. So you see, it's like all kinds of people hold blogs and listen to podcasts and
Absolutely.
Are on the internet. It's no longer just a guy's game.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm here to change that myth.
Well, and so I think now, Leslie's
do you know
this
doing guy that.
Through a blog? This is Kevin.
Party?
This is the one who announced it.
Yeah, but I found out from Chris.
Does Chris have a blog? Is that how you found out?
No, we were at a party and he brought it up to show us.
So you blogged it and these guys read your blog, but you had never met any of these people before?
We worked together.
We worked together, but I had not met Jen until tonight.
I'm a stranger.
So what's going to happen to your lives now that you've sort of met each other in the person? Are you going to read your blogs less often or more?
I think I can speak for everyone here when I say that we're going to abandon our leases right now and all move in together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's true.
But it's like I've become best friends?
Never speak, via the internet.
We will hold conversations via our blogs.
Well, Leslie is my new best friend, and then these are my three second, third, and fourth best friends.
Well, that's wonderful.
I'm the second instead of the fourth.
We'll arm wrestle for that title.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're like, gem sweaters, they are mine.
Exactly.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Gem sweaters, they are mine.
Yeah, what was interesting to me is that the first time I saw Leslie's photographs, that I thought it was something that had been discovered by a person and had been reappropriated or sort of ridiculed or laughed at. And then once we realized the woman in the photos was actually responsible for creating that, it changed everything, don't you think?
Absolutely. No, she's totally empowering. I mean, she's awesome. She wears gold lamé, and she's proud, and she's out there.
Do you think that sort of the internet has become sort of a alternative to Hollywood and mainstream media, is that it's giving us real people and an intimate experience that we would have otherwise?
Without a doubt. I mean, the internet, the whole blogosphere especially, is a complete culture in and of itself. And I think you can see, I mean, it's like I went on her MySpace and saw she has like 5,000, 6,000 friends. That's just insane, you know? It's an amazing conduit for people to meet each other, you know? How would I meet these guys otherwise?
Wonderful. And so what do you think is sort of like going to be an impact, or how do you think it's going to change traditional media to have acts like Leslie Hall's become more and more successful?
I think a lot of the acts that wouldn't get as much recognition will find this kind of subculture through the internet that they never would tap into before, and I think it's great.
So Leslie, we need to get some post-game here. Where are you going after the big show?
So after this is Milwaukee tomorrow, Madison, Minneapolis, Nashville, etc.
So Nashville will be when? In about a week. You can go to LeslieHall.com.
Yeah, thank you.
And get the whole schedule.
Check a tour t-shirt or something.
So what was the experience of being here in Chicago for you?
Yeah. Is your podcast like Chicago? Like, is it?
Yeah, it's international.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. I cannot. Yeah.
You can't diss other cities.
No,
they will come and be like, I heard what you said about Maine. And I want to splash acid on your face.
And I would say, aren't I beautiful? The most. Yeah. I just watched Female Trouble like 2 days ago. So
you had never seen Female Trouble before?
I've seen a zillion times. I watch it for inspiration for when Divine, that last, you know what I mean, where she's doing her what show is that, Broadway, what she calls it, something,
Hairspray. Her stage show.
Her stage show. Which
and she throws a fish.
And the fish. Oh, my gosh.
So in a lot of ways, are you inspired, a woman inspired
Absolutely.
By a drag queen?
Absolutely. Yeah.
In turn, I just talked to somebody who said they are going to be dressing up as you. And starting a drag queen act based on you.
I tell you what, I would be more than happy to send them the instrumentals to these songs. I would promote.
You know, you should sell a karaoke version of your album.
I think that is a can I
I'm going to be your marketing person. I hired.
Silly,
like
crazy.
Cardboard, Leslie.
I'm Leslie Hall's weekend boyfriend since she dumped her.
If Elvira.
Is that okay with you, Mark?
That's fine. Miss Ronnie.
What Elvira. I have to say Elvira and Tracy Turnblatt from Hairspray, two other huge influences for me. If Elvira can do it, I feel like truly.
Cassandra Peterson is a hardworking mistress.
I absolutely
of the
agree.
Dark.
I saw her live in person, and she didn't even dress as Elvira, and that was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. She says, you can't afford to see me as Elvira.
Why not?
Because she is that awesome.
See, but I like, let me say something. You are so accessible, and your makeup and your hair is so easy to put on. I kept remarkingly, so it's not a challenge for you.
No, absolutely. Yeah, you know? You were there while I was
there. I was unzipping you, watching you pee into a toilet.
Yes. I really don't know much about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I got lucky, and people are drawn to it.
You respond to it. It speaks to their soul.
So what do you was it like for here being in Chicago, and there were almost nobody wore gem sweaters, which is a bummer.
Right,
you.
A little confusing. We were in Columbus, Ohio 3 days ago, and there was at least 15 gem sweaters, and we actually had to cut off the number of people getting their gem sweater named because I could not handle the power. Here we had two, so I gave them a little extra oomph. But I hope that we...
What'd you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. It's hard to find gem sweaters in Chicago.
It is. I ran into one person who found one, and they were more excited about this gem sweater than they have ever seen when they saw it. But it's only one. I wanted to wear a gem sweater.
Yeah. Well,
and bedazzlers were off the market for a while.
But I found a bedazzler
they
online.
Were off the market for a while.
That's true.
I know. I'm glad you know
but
that.
I bedazzlers
were off the market. They just recently came back on.
If I was affiliated with Bedazzler, you know they'd be at that. I'd be selling
have
them.
You contacted? Have you contacted?
Yes, I have contacted bedazzler, and they wanted nothing to do with me.
That's ridiculous.
Absolutely
ridiculous. She is like a cheerleader.
Do they have any idea?
You need to attack them.
It was around the same time.
Attack them with everything that you do.
Remember The Apprentice? They talked about the bedazzler. And then there was like a small spurt.
No. I don't remember.
With Martha Stewart or with the first season or second?
It was first season Trump. Okay. And a small spurt.
Can you tell me about the bedazzler?
They referenced it in the episode. And then all of a sudden the eBay bedazzlers.
Donald Trump with bedazzled suits.
You know, but you can always be a bedazzler reseller.
I want to hear this.
So there was a small spurt.
And that was about the same time I completely not, you know what I mean? I've been doing this way longer than some shitty TV show.
Yeah, your mother gem.
Absolutely. Damn it.
Your mother gem. Yeah, your mother gem.
Did you record the show?
I recorded portions of it.
Okay,
we were getting some feedback.
These guys right here started calling me Mother Gem, which I was laying on the floor.
Why don't you just say it right now?
Mother Gem.
Mother Gem.
Say like what the way you said it in the show.
Mother Gem! Mother Gem!
And what motivated you to say that?
Because she is the Mother Gem.
Speechless.
You know, Leslie, what's so sweet, what's so wonderful is like all of your choreography. Where's that coming from?
I took dance when I was really little. Really little.
What kind of dance was that?
Very little.
I like. I like to think that I'm classically trained. However, I think somehow some sort of voodoo beats of gems. I don't know what, you know what I mean? It's an understanding that me and the music are one. I am confined by a microphone and a cord. But somehow I can kick and
transcend it. You transcend the microphone.
Aerobics. I reference aerobics a lot. I've done a lot of
It's very aesthetic.
Aerobic.
It has a lot of 80s inspiration, it seems.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, jazzercise.
Yeah.
Jazzercise.
You won't find like a Macarena or anything.
No one wants to see a Macarena. We want to see Gem.
Absolutely.
You guys were like being conceived in the 1980s. I gotta say that
it's
though.
Size.
And you are
Gemmer size.
It's Gemmer
size.
Seriously,
these guys are on top.
Yeah,
they are top of
you
the.
Need to hire them as like some stylists or something.
Gem lingo. Gem lingo. Yeah.
Dictionary is coming out. Gemmer size. I want you to co-publish it, co-authorize it.
I would love to do your
the
gem.
Seven steps of Gemmer size.
Another gem.
Yeah. Gemmer size it. By Leslie Hall.
Are you taping this?
We're taping this. This is part of the show.
It's all recorded.
This will all be recorded.
See you later when you steal their ideas.
Sue away, Leslie Hall.
Fabulous. Blind of our gem ideas.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
How I gemercise my way to fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fabulousness.
How a gem
fabulous. Fabulousness. How I gemercise my way to fake.
These shirts that you're wearing, you guys actually didn't purchase them.
Just bought this. Like,
oh, you did. Okay.
20 minutes ago.
They're on your website. They're listed as limited edition, not available anymore.
See, that's
why I pissed my pants when I saw these. Actually, I didn't piss my pants. I shit them.
I love that you got the lap.
It's a good marketing tool.
Yeah, very limited. Right? See, I'm an artist background. That's why I love limit. Everything's limited edition. If you buy it, you're not going to see it in 2 weeks.
Like everything's limited.
Well, I also like that the T-shirt fabric shows through the eyes.
Did you notice that?
Of course.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, see here.
It's like the best eyeshadow you've ever seen. I love the turquoise eyeshadow.
And this isn't actually. I wasn't referencing a gem sweater that I actually own. I thought that was an interesting.
I do. I noticed that.
Nice.
Yeah.
The ponies really.
What's the name of that gem sweater that's on the T-shirt?
Don't even get me started.
Okay, Leslie.
I have to see it.
Bum you out a little bit. When is it not easy? Being a gem sweater diva, what is painful about it? What is the sacrifice you want to make?
Serious?
Yeah, let's get serious.
Booking shows. I mean, look how much fun we had here tonight. I mean, look at how many people showed up. And I cannot get a show to save my life. Club owners have no respect for internet celebrities.
What do you think that is?
They just don't get it yet.
They don't get genius.
I think they're intimidated. Like we were talking, people are intimidated about computers. And a lot of people just don't even know how to read. They don't know how to turn on a computer. They don't know how to get on the internet. I mean, that's why Macs have sold so well in the past, is because there was like the one-stop shopping. But a lot of people, they're still on dial-up, like you said, you know.
Absolutely. Poor dial-up.
How do you book your shows? I mean, you've got like asshole club owners who don't know who you are. Seriously, how do you do it?
Like honestly, this show was not booked. Did you notice? It was like, this was not booked. The band before me booked the show. Like I couldn't book it. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
They booked the show. They know people who've played here, and that's how we got the show.
I was just going to say, honey, the thing you have to do is you have to find that one person, that one city, and say, find me a venue where I can perform.
Yes. And luckily, there are people on the internet who are willing to email me and say, let me know about this city.
And so, folks that are listening to the show, if you love Leslie Hall and you love her performance and you're in a major metropolitan city, you know, like, for instance, you know, L.A., Sacramento.
London, England.
San Francisco, London.
Did you say England?
Yes.
England.
England.
England. England.
With three syllables.
London, England.
That's my Bill Haddad impersonation, but that's an inside joke that you guys won't get.
You know,
you have to put syllables into words. Instead of saying water, you say water.
Potter.
Instead of
after.
How many? How many?
Sounds so classy.
It's very elegant.
I was
they're not buying it.
I was blown away by your version of water. I will
water.
Water.
Chi-town.
Woo!
Midwest.
Home in the Midwest.
Why do you think that you're so such a corn-fed woman?
No, we get it. Don't we get it? You guys from the Midwest? We get it.
We grew up with these women, right?
Absolutely.
You are like the epitome of like the older women from this generation. That's what they were wearing. That was their drag.
You're like the receptionist.
It's all about beauty. There's beauty and that's it. That's all.
You're the receptionist at the DMV who wears those things. They said, "Girl, I look good. And if you should see me at home at night, because I tear it up at the karaoke machine."
I'm silent at this point because that was amazing.
That's true, right?
Absolutely.
What's okay? Ask that question again.
What would you sing at karaoke?
I'm going to be honest. I'm a country fan. However, when it comes to karaoke, I stick to the Spice Girls. I think they're about back for a comeback.
They're good. They're good.
For a United return. I mean, I'm so ready.
Beyonce did it with her sisters.
Seriously, and the Spice Girls, think how hot those tickets are going to go.
You know what a comeback I want is the Mickey Mouse Club with Britney Spears and the Hispanic Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, Justin.
And all Justin.
And no, Justin. It's all about Justin. I hear you and Justin. It's all about Justin and the Mickey Mouse.
Seriously, Justin, me and him on stage, I would...
Can that boy you would let him tear your top off.
Can that boy
off?
Move? Absolutely.
Now, have you ever going to do that? Are you going to do a Janet Jackson on us one show?
This new outfit that my mom is working on, I'm not going to give details because I love exclusivity. And I think
the last one was pretty amazing, though. Sorry, but go on.
Okay.
But there will be new outfits on the tour after I go home.
What date can we expect those new outfits?
Tennessee and North Carolina and Virginia will get new outfits.
So Leslie Hall lives in Boston. She tours with her band, Leslie and the Lees, and visit her website, lesliehall.com, to find out if she's going to be performing in a city near you.
Oh, and go see her. It was so much fun.
She was so much fun. There was a blogger, which was writing in her blog, that she said that she felt like Leslie was a... sort of making up for the pain and suffering that the misfits and outcasts in society have felt. And she was like a champion, a hero.
She is a champion.
A
she was my
hero, you know, to us. And, and she empowers us to feel better about ourselves, our awkwardness and our you know, bumblingness.
Right.
And she's there on stage just sort of like spazzing out and making you laugh and making you feel good, you know? And I love Leslie. She's just absolutely good energy, good people.
The thing that I liked about her best is when she got up there and she was singing that song and I was able to say, "In your face, Fausto."
What are you talking about? What song?
Over the summer when I took you to that zombie movie, so mad at me because he was just like, "How could you take me to a movie like that?" And I'm like, "Well, it's a zombie movie."
It was
like,
a bad movie.
All they did was walk around.
What
and, like,
was the movie? Tell people what it is.
It was Land of the Dead.
By who?
By Romero.
And what was the concept of the movie?
The concept of the movie, it was a zombie movie, like all zombie movies are.
It's a zombie movie for the thinking man.
And so they had, it was
like, zombies have learned how to think. And soon they're not going to be zombies anymore. We have to become friends with them. I mean, that's basically the message of the movie, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't necessarily the message of the movie. All it was zombies. They go around and all they do is they eat brain. And it's like an easy concept to
I
understand,
still don't
but
get
you
it.
Don't get it.
I
but,
don't get
see,
it.
See, but you know what? Leslie gets it.
It's not campy. Well, I have to
cue
say,
the song, Fausto.
Dressing up as a zombie
right.
is really hip, you know?
Yes.
And zombie mobs. I think
right.
that's what she's sort of addressing.
Well,
there,
she's singing,
you know?
That song like "Shoot him in the head, shoot him in the head." Even if they're
even
kids,
the little
shoot
kids,
him,
yeah,
shoot him in the head, because that's all zombies want. They all just want brain.
They
want
to so die, or they want to be shot.
They want to eat brain. They want your brain, and that's
well,
what
give
you
it to them.
That's
there's you, plenty.
That's because your
mind
like,
is a terrible
mad
thing
at me
to
at
waste.
This movie, because he's just like, "That was on the plot. The only thing I wanted to do was go around and eat brain." I'm like, "That's what zombies do. They eat brain."
Are you done?
I'm done. And play the song because I love it.
Well, we want to thank you so much for listening to the Feast of Fools. I am Fausto Fernos.
And I'm Mark Filian.
If you want to go to our website, it's feastoffools.net. We have a frapper map. We want you to take a crapper on our frapper. Find out if there's somebody in your neighborhood that listens to the show. And maybe you guys can...
listening party together.
Yeah, you guys can be best friends. You know, you'd be surprised. Somebody might, in your own backyard, might be listening to the show. But the only way they can find you and you can find them is by posting a cute photo of yourself. It doesn't have to be a fabulous photo.
Mm-hmm.
It just has to be a photo.
It could be a picture of your cat.
You know, go to Walgreens and buy a picture frame and take that photo and scan it and put that up in the...
Also, too, if you have any questions for us, please write to us at feastoffools@gmail.com.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to different celebrities in the future, but we don't know who they are.
We don't know who they are.
But if you have questions for them, send us a question to feastoffools@gmail.com. Or if you want to comment on today's show, then go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we really, you can share your collective knowledge with the world.
If you know something, let everybody know.
So we're going to be playing...
Loud and proud.
Out, yeah, absolutely. You know, and people see those things. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised. The site
people
gets thousands
have fallen in
of
love
hits
over our comment sheet.
That's right, thousands of hits a day. So if you want to promote your blog, you know, anything that you have on the internet, just put it up there. You'd be surprised the number of people that you'll get just by a smart, witty comment on someone's blog like ours.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the website, Mark?
www.feastoffools.net.
And we're going to leave you here with the song that Mark loves, Zombie Killer by Leslie.
It's my rally song.
It's a rally song, so check it out. See you guys on Monday. Bye.
Bye. That's not it.
Wait, hold on a second.
I was like, wait a second.
That was the first song. Hold on. It's like, yeah, that's great. I heard that song already.
Is this it?
This is it. Isn't this funny?
It was a little slower than I remember.
I know. It's like, it's a ballad. To find the dead are walking around. Hell is full. They're back in action. Hungry for love and they seek some satisfaction. We must not fear what we do not get. Acid rain or laser jets, but good advice, seek guns and or hammers, lots of wood and silky pajamas. Shoot them in the brains if you want to live. Shoot them in the brains, even the little kids, if you want to survive them eating your flesh. I suggest basic like Buffy, there can't only be one. You must gather your strength. Shooting guns can be fun. Take note, they don't jump well. They'd rather be back in their homeland of hell. Bloody ones shoot at first. The smell alone ain't worth the hurt. No drama here, just straight up survival. The damned are back seeking beatbox revival. Shoot them in the brains if you want to live. Shoot them in the brains, even the